Okay, second page, I want to take that.
Okay, clerk, are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, I'd like to call the Appropriations Committee meeting to order, September 8th. The time is 11:16. Would you like to do roll call, clerk, please?
Congressman Payne?
Present.
Congressman Bickworth?
Present.
Congressman Walker?
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Present.
Congresswoman Lennon?
Present.
Second Speaker, Rebar.
Present. Okay, the next item on the agenda is prayer. Congressman Bickworth, would you please give us a prayer?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Madam Chair. If you all would join with me. Dear God, Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we come to you this morning. Dear God, Heavenly Father, this beautiful morning. Dear God, Heavenly Father, we just ask that you look down upon all of our relatives that are in mourning today. Dear God, Heavenly Father, as was mentioned earlier, we have many across this nation. Dear God, Heavenly Father, and I just ask that you send your guardian angels and wrap our peoples with their wings, dear God, Heavenly Father, and protect us from this virus, dear God, Heavenly Father. And dear God, Heavenly Father, I just ask that you help us, dear God, Heavenly Father, work with this money and get it to the right place, to where it's really needed, dear God, Heavenly Father. We have a lot of good things ahead, dear God, Heavenly Father, and we need your guidance and your help and your wisdom, dear God, Heavenly Father, instilled in all of us. Dear God, Heavenly Father, I just ask for all these things in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congressman Bickhorse. The next item on the agenda is the approval of minutes that you'll find in your packet. And they were also attached to the calendar invite.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Yes, sir, Mr. Walker.
Approval of minutes. I think that needs to be revised. It's got a former congresswoman listed as making the motion to approve.
Okay. Is that in the form of a motion or?
Just notifying the clerk of the correct.
Okay, thank you.
I've got that noted and making the correction now.
Chairwoman.
Yes, Mr. Walker.
I move to approve the minutes of August 6, 2020 as amended.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor. Is there
second.
A second?
Second.
All right, a motion and a second. Everybody in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? Okay, the motion passes. Thank you. Clerk, I believe that I need to turn the chair over to the vice chair. Is that correct?
That is your choice, and it's a general discussion, an oversight discussion of the legislation. You're not actually going to be making any amendments to it or anything of that nature. So I think because you're just discussing the appropriation amounts and stuff and what you're expecting to do as a committee, then I think it's fine for you to remain as chair.
Okay. Okay, so if everybody agrees, then I'll stay sitting as the chair, and I'd like to begin by discussing the legislative branch request, ONCA 20-76. As noted before, we only have until noon, so I'll try to hurry along. So ONCA 20-76 was drafted and filed from the information that was provided by Treasury. The deadline, as you know, was August 15th. These budgets include requests for FY21. The executive branch has submitted an appropriation totaling $48,065,630. This bill includes 58 budget requests for tribal dollars that were submitted through the microwave system. This year, I've included every budget that the executive branch administers into one bill. And the goal is to have, at the end of session, if everyone agrees, we would have just a bill for executive, legislative, judicial, minerals, and the villages, if at all possible. I've also included a snapshot this year into ONCA 76 so that the Osage citizens could have an overall picture of the executive branch spending and the appropriation requests. Out of the 58 budget requests, they include three governmental offices, Office of the Chief, the Treasury, and the Attorney General's Office. They've submitted a capital asset request, money or a request to fund the cultural donations, the employee recognition, the industrial park, a salary request for IT. They've also asked for money to fund the election office, Osage News, Gaming Commission, and the Tax Commission. Also included are the two revolving fund programs, the health benefit and the higher ed scholarships. Please note in this bill that the health benefit that was submitted actually combined both the 65 and over and under. The majority of this bill includes 36 tribal programs. Please note that the Wajaji Health Center federal budget is included in the bill, but the expense portion is not included in the $48 million request. There's also a request to fund 8 board stipend budgets. Those include the editorial, election, gaming commission, health authority, war memorial, the tax commission advisory board, the tribal cultural advisors, and the utility authority board. Also, please note that ONCA 2076 does not include a request for the property improvements or the meat processing plant, nor does it include a budget for the cost of donations, the Osage Nation Foundation, the Regional Gathering Fund, or burial assistance. I would like to let you know that I have talked to Mr. Webb at the foundation. He's the director for the nonprofit, and if Congress agrees, they have agreed to absorb the CASA request pending his board approval. Also, Mr. Webb indicated that they are not asking for an appropriation at this time. And I'd like to note also that it's my understanding that the burial assistance program will be funded with federal dollars this year. And please note that four of these bills have been filed separately by other congressional members. This bill also does not include board stipend budgets for the Foundation Board, the Gaming Enterprise Board, the Osage Home Health Board, the Ones LLC, the Osage LLC, or the Osage Ranch Board. To sum up, as of today, there have been 11 additional appropriations filed by other congressional members that totaled $24,866,180. Of those, three have also been requested by the executive branch and are included in ONCA 2076. Those are the health benefit funds for 65 and under and over, and the Higher Ed Scholarship Fund. We also have three more appropriation bills that have been filed that include legal fees related to the Gaming Compact litigation, a grant match for Head Start, and an appropriation for economic development. Lastly, an additional cap asset request for the Wake and Iron Chapel has been filed. Please note the executive branch did not include that in their capital asset request. I would like to note that we are currently sitting at $75,927,624 worth of appropriation requests as of today. Do you have any questions on the executive branch budget?
Yeah, I have a question. What was the number you just said, 74 million of the appropriation request? Was that right?
It's 75,927,624.
Okay.
That includes all of the appropriation requests from executive, judicial, legislative, minerals, villages, and the additional request, the additional 11. So
okay.
Right now the total request is $75,927,624.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Madam Chair.
Any other questions? Yes?
Yes, Madam Chair. This is Congressman Big Horse.
Yes, sir.
Are there any anticipated monies from the COVID funds to fill any of this gap or fill any of this request?
To my knowledge, Congressman Big Horse, they would be using some of the COVID maybe to fund the burial assistance program at $500,000. That's probably a question for Comptroller Fox or Treasurer Littleton.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Treasurer or Comptroller Fox, would you like to answer?
Madam Chair.
Yes, is this Casey?
Yes, it is. Good morning.
Hello, Mr. Johnson. Good morning.
Right now we have $500,000 of CARE Act money. It's actually not CARES Act money. It was
self-governance funds.
It was self-governance funds, extra self-governance funds that the BIA gave us. It was part of an approximately $2 million overage, I guess you'd call it, that they gave us. We put $500,000 towards burial assistance, and I believe there's 75,000 more we're going to add to that in additional BIA money.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Madam Chair, this is Jim Littleton.
Sure, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Casey's correct in that on the self-governance COVID-19, it was the total awarded was 2.5. We put 500,000 that we're looking at for the 2020 burial in 2021. So, yes, it's being funded from that money as opposed to a congressional appropriation of tribal funds.
Okay, so what did you say about the tribal funds? I'm sorry.
Yeah, instead of using tribal funds, we're going to use that self-governance COVID-19 money for the 500,000 of burial assistance for 2021.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any other questions regarding the ONCA 2076, the executive branch budget?
Madam Chair, Congresswoman Shaw, listen, I don't know. Good morning. How are you? I don't know if this is the appropriate time to discuss this, so you can let me know that. But there is some significant discussion that needs to take place regarding the boards and the boards that are not funded in the budget. So that's something that I just want to bring to light. And at some point, I hope that we'll be able to have a good discussion about it.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Mrs. Shaw. I agree. I think that that discussion could, I would imagine that would take place in the commerce and culture, health, and all of the boards that that fall in that committee of jurisdiction. But that's a great point. Thank you.
Madam Chair, this is Brandy.
Good morning, Congresswoman Lemon.
Good morning, Madam Chair. Good morning, committee. And everyone else listening in. Thank you. Just wanted to kind of piggyback on what Congresswoman Shaw mentioned, that we know that there is not any funding at this point in time for some of the boards that we have traditionally funded in the past. And then I do hope that we have that, get to have those discussions at length concerning other boards possibly considering taking on the expense themselves as a board, as a functioning board. And on top of that, not on top of that, but in addition to that, in the legislative message that our speaker gave just a few moments ago, I just know that, you know, being 2 years in, I've seen it kind of go different ways. And I just wanted to know, Madam Chair, on the kind of like the overall arching plan with appropriations at this time, is that any sections that have been assigned to our committee, to your committee here, is it your intention for us to get through 2076, being that it is the operating budget, with what we have on our table? And then when the other sections get reported out from other committees that they've been assigned to and reported back to appropriations, will these be given priority at our meetings so that we can go ahead and get worked through in the event that we are shortened in the amount of days that we have to October 1? Did I confuse you?
No, ma'am. No. I think that's a great question. And the speaker and I have talked about this. And I think that we do need to address the appropriation bills first, as noted by the speaker. I think that would really be helpful if we prioritize those bills in your committees. I feel really good about the Appropriations Committee, because I think everybody is a chair of a committee of jurisdiction or a standing committee, except maybe one member. So I feel like communication is key. And yes, I agree. I think that we should get through these. And if the other committees would prioritize that, that would be great, because you're right. We don't have the weeks that we typically have. So. Do you guys have any other questions on 2076?
Madam Chair, this is Brandy again.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, second speaker. I don't really have a question other than just a statement saying that that is my intent with the Health and Social Services Committee is to work through the section and program budgets as the number one priority at this point, just to let you know as the health chair. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. So I just wanted to let you guys know that I just spoke to the clerk, and the way she's describing it to me is that it would not go back to appropriations, that it would go back to the floor. So I'm going to have to follow up with the clerk, and I'd like to speak to the appropriations vice chair, not right now, but so that we can get a clear picture as to what that looks like. So thank you, Congresswoman Lemon. Are there any other questions on ONCA 2076? Okay, if not, I'm going to move on to item number six, the legislative branch budgets. Those include, as you know, the congressional budget and the budget for OSPR. And this year, they're totaling $2,023,433. That is an overall slight reduction from FY20. These were presented to CA last special session, and so we had to get that reported out so that we could include it in this session. So, do you guys have any questions on those particular budgets? I believe that during the CA meeting, both of those bills were accompanied by a really detailed justification. And so if you have any questions, I'd be glad to take them. Okay, if you don't have any questions, then we'll move on to item number seven, which is the judicial branch budget. So the judicial branch is requesting $549,427. This will fall under ONCA 2074. I believe this is... just so you know that they also receive federal dollars or self-governance dollars, and this looks like the tribal portion of the budgets that they receive or the monies they receive. Does anybody have any questions on the judicial?
Yes, Madam Chair. Congressman Big Horse.
Okay. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
What is the comparison to their last year's budget? Do we have that available? Or does Jordan have it handy?
Jordan, do you want to answer?
I don't have it handy, but I can pull it up real quick.
Thank you.
It sounds like it's almost the same, but I just...
I think you're... Well, I want to say it's a little bit less, Congressman Big Horse, but don't quote me.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Mr. Walker.
I'm looking at the most up-to-date. I believe there's a 455 number this year No, last year, and then 480 last year. Does that sound right?
I have it here now. Last year it was $467,662 in a tribal appropriation. This year, the proposed budget is $444,814 from a tribal appropriation, $11,000 in program revenue, and the remainder is non-tribal revenue.
Okay, so, Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
I would just imagine that that little bump is probably for litigation. That's what I was looking at. Thank you.
You're welcome. Does anybody else have any questions on ONCA 2074, the judicial branch?
Second speaker, this is Alice. I have a question, but it's not really about this specific budget, but it's overall.
Okay, go ahead, Congresswoman Goodfox.
Just as the committee is going through all the budgets for the branches, can you all provide what the total number would be for reduction in the event that we were to take travel out of all three branches' budgets? I just would like to know what that number is, and it has to do with just a few things. I mean, first of all, we're in the middle of a pandemic, and I know most people aren't traveling. There's a lot of conferences that aren't occurring that normally occur in the fall and even in the winter. So is there a way for you all to provide that information for us?
Yes. Yes, we can do that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Madam Speaker.
Oh, yes. Who's that?
This is Jordan.
Oh, go ahead, Jordan.
This is addressing Congresswoman Goodfox's question. I have the executive branch budget request here, and it looks like the total reduction, if all travel was taken out, would be about $346,000.
And what about congressional and legislative? Because I think that if we look at that for one branch, we need to look at it for all branches.
Legislative is about 13,000. And judicial is about 8,000.
Can you give me that number again for executive, please?
$346,139.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. If anybody does, if we're good on this one, I'd like to move on to item 8, which is the Minerals Council budget. That's under ONCA-73. The amount is for $216,547,000. Does anybody have any questions on this submission? Okay, if not, I'd like to move on to the village request. We've taken the three villages and included them into one bill. And I believe that's the format that was used in previous years. So it's 11:45 right now, so that allows us 15 more minutes. So I'd like to move on to talk about the indirect cost rate, revolving funds, and the financials. And I'd like to let the budget analyst, Jordan Frazier, discuss those if you guys are okay. We'd like to move on to item 10. Go ahead, Jordan.
Thank you. First off, the IDC rate. The IDC rate remains at 20.2%. However, it is now being applied to one non-administrative expense, at least in the executive branch budget requests, and that is the professional fees line. There appear to be some inconsistencies between programs in the way IDC is being charged, at least among a few of them. For example, the education program 0396, if you apply the 20.2% to administrative expenses and to professional fees, the IDC amount comes out about right. There's just a little discrepancy of about $50. But if you use the same calculation, for example, for the Office of the Principal Chief's budget, the discrepancy is about $35,000. Maybe I'm doing something wrong, but it's something I'm hoping that we can get more clarification from in the days ahead. We didn't include professional fees in the IDC for the legislative branch budgets because we were not aware of it while those budgets were being developed, and when they were presented to CA committee, we were still not aware of that change. That's all I have on IDC. The revolving fund balances, we received those, and you should have those. Just a few highlights. The balance is pretty good for burial assistance because of those self-governance funds, as they discussed earlier. The Higher Education Scholarship Fund has a balance of about $8.8 million, and the Health Benefit Plan has a balance of about $8 million. Additionally, something that may be of interest is the Pawhuska Village Committee. Initially, I was unaware that this is a revolving fund, that the villages have revolving funds, and they have about $1 million balance in their fund. So I thought that would be germane. Last thing regarding the financials, we just received those a few minutes before the meeting started. So while I don't have anything much to say about them, I'm happy you received them. And would like to thank Treasurer Littleton and Controller Fox for getting those to us. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you, Jordan. And I just wanted to let the committee know and all of those listening that this is really quite new to the budget analyst and myself. So our goal is to communicate properly and provide you with good information, and we'll try to participate in every committee meeting in case the chairs and the committee members have questions. And if you have any recommendations on anything that we could do better, please let us know. Are there any other questions regarding the agenda today?
Yeah, I have a question. This is Congressman Keene. What was the IDC rate for last fiscal year? Was it the same? Was it the 20.2?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Congressman Keene, it was the same last year percentage-wise. However, it was not applied to the professional fees line last year.
And just as a general matter, the lower the IDC rate, the better. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Are there any other questions?
Chair. This is Pam. I have a question about the revolving funds. Will there be a time that we'll get more clarification as to why some of the funds have such a large balance? Is that something that we could be provided with?
This is just a suggestion. What I would do, if the committee chairs would agree, I would add that discussion to your agendas. So that way you could invite the treasurer and controller to your meeting and ask them to talk more in depth about the revolving fund balances. That's just a suggestion.
Okay, thank you very much for that.
If there are no other questions, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second, this is Brandy.
Okay, there's a motion and a second. All in favor, say yes.
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 Okay, we are adjourned until, I believe it's the 18th. Thank you.